You're listening to South Florida's WCNO Palm City.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 795-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you and God bless.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little haven't owned a home. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where inner respect is modeled, fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Just because we identify ourselves as Christians in front of everybody else in the secular world does not make us a Christian. It takes faith. Somebody say faith. All that means is that you are religious. We got plenty of religious faith. Somebody say faith. Even the Christians, real true Christians, don't like religious people. I mean, Jesus had a problem with the religious people. I mean, because religious people, there was places where religious people got more powerful than the Word of God. So what are you telling me, Pastor? Is there something more powerful than the Word of God? Yes, there is. Jesus said so himself to the Pharisees. He said, "You've made my power null and void by your traditions, your religious traditions." Come on, huh? So there's a whole lot of people out there that are being religious, but they're not walking in faith. They can't back it up with their lives. Because how many know if I'm really a person of faith, then my faith should be carrying me somewhere in my life. I should be headed in a direction. There should be some destiny. And I shouldn't be even where I was at last year. I should have already grown into a new dimension. How many want to grow into a new dimension? That means my faith has got to be taking, already grown into a new, moving along with God. Amen. I mean, even my setbacks become setups. Even my struggles become a pathway to where God is taking me. Even my wilderness experiences where it felt like I wasn't going to make it through and I couldn't find a wellspring of life and I was all alone, I discovered that God would never leave me or forsake me, that He would always be there and He would get me to my destination if I could learn how to lean on Him in times of trouble. Come on, amen. I've had to learn how to align myself with the divine purposes of God that are in my life. And I do that by faith. Somebody shout faith. Because how many of you know here today that God has ordained an assignment and a destiny for your life, and you cannot get to it without the limitless power of God, and you can't get to the limitless power of God if you don't learn how to walk by faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe there's some people here today that God wants to break out of cycles of dysfunction and by faith, get off of your life and keep you from living limited lives and places of lack and places of frustration. I believe God wants to set some people free in this house today. I wonder if I got anybody in here looking for a new place of living. I just believe God wants to break lack off of you. I believe your faith is taking you somewhere today. He said, I want to take you somewhere. I ain't got no help. I said, I want to take you somewhere. I got to get like Simone again and sing, I want to take you somewhere. Woo! Yeah. Faith. Yeah. Somebody say faith. This is what Hebrews 6 says. It says, let us leave the elementary teachings. It said, let us not lay again the foundation of repentance from dead works. How many of you got to come to a place in your life where you start getting over the stuff you've been going through? Touch somebody, say, you got to get through this. You've been there long enough. Sometimes we've got to learn to quit being preoccupied with the weaknesses of where we used to live. Sometimes our past is the biggest hang-up to our future. Now, come on, y'all didn't hear me. Let me try that again. There comes a time when you got to quit being preoccupied with the weaknesses of who you used to be and where you used to live. Forget about it. Touch somebody, say, get over it. That stuff's gone. Did they leave you? Yeah, they left you. Were you betrayed? Yeah, you were betrayed. Leave it in the past. I got five people trying to leave it in the past. Everybody said, I don't know, it hurts too much. It's a new day. I said it's a new day. So don't keep laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. You got to move on. Touch somebody and say, I need to move on. In other words, don't keep your faith at it's from dead works. It's time to get to junior high school, then high school, and go on to college. Increase your faith. Amen. Recognize today that you got to have faith that is growing. Paul said this. He said it's an ever-increasing faith. He told the Romans we go from faith to faith. I mean, that's another way to say we live limitless. We go from faith to faith. Amen. So that means that your faith has got to be strengthened in this journey so that you can learn to believe God for more along the way. Praise the Lord. How many of you feel like growing a little bit? I want to go somewhere with God. Because God wants to move us into places in the supernatural and move us into dimensions of growth that'll take us in the realms of glory and places of overcoming and places of victory. I mean, there's a place that we can live with God where it is limitless. I'm talking about limitless resources, limitless blessing, limitless abundance, limitless joy, limitless peace, limitless grace in my life.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies.
Her family. True.
Some of you got stuff that's been hidden in your life, and God says, I want you to see it. I'm about to reveal it to you. I'm about to give you revelation that's going to rock your world. You're going to know what it means to be limitless, divine moments, divine breakthroughs. That's now faith. Now faith. That means yesterday it might have been misery. Yesterday your marriage could have been falling apart. Yesterday there might have been trouble. Yesterday you might not have had enough money. Come on, somebody. But let them say whatever they want to say. Today, now, faith. Yeah, I'm moving into a higher dimension. Quit whining over what happened yesterday. Quit being discouraged about being laid off. Quit crying about not having enough money. Quit worrying about who walked away from you, who hurt you. Stop complaining and criticizing everything that ain't going your way. Recognize today that now I am in faith. Complaining and criticizing. Faith! I might not have been in faith when I got to church at 10, but it's 11:25 and now I'm in faith. You know, that makes God happy. That just tickles God. He looks at all that faith and he says, I'm pleased with that. That pleases me. Hebrews 11:6 says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. In other words, going to church ain't what pleases God. Fasting and praying ain't what pleases God. Praising and worship ain't what pleases. Come on, somebody, help me. Laying hands on each other. It's faith. Because you can do all those things and not be in faith. Come on, huh? How many know we sang, how great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Then we go home and we worry about our little Toyota payment. No, you didn't hear me. We talk about how wonderful and how great God is, and then we get up fast enough internet. This thing's moving so slow. Stupid DirecTV and whatever. Everybody with DirecTV is going, amen, I feel that. You better hear me this morning. God will never give you a life where faith is not necessary. The life of destiny is a life of faith. Amen. So without faith, it's impossible to please God. He said, those that come to God must believe that he is. He is what? He's God. You got to believe he's the answer. And then you got to believe that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. That means if you follow hard after righteousness, if you go hard after God and move along with him, pick up your cross daily and follow him, then I want to tell you there's a reward. There's a reward in this life and in the life to come. He's a rewarder. He's a rewarder. I got three people. There's a going to bless your socks off. You know why? Because what gets God's attention is faith. When God sees faith, he says, I can work with that right there. They might be a high school dropout. They might have made a mess out of their life their whole time. They might have been abandoned. They might have been rejected. They might have been betrayed. But I can work with that right there. I see something stirring on the inside of their heart. I think I might see a little bit of faith in there. I think if I can get a little bit of faith out of them, I can do something mighty. Because my great big God likes to do big things with little packages. Hallelujah. Somebody shout faith. It's the gateway from a limited life to the limitless possibilities. Do you believe that? No, you didn't hear me. I said, God, do you believe it? God will ignore your whining. He won't listen to your complaining. He won't listen to your criticism. But he will be moved by your faith. And what? Listen to your complaining. Hiding in heaven for you can be released into your life by faith. It's faith that pleases God. Come on now. You say, Pastor, why is it important that I learn how to operate in faith? Here's why. Because churches have become heroin. Churches have become a narcotic. We like to get our happy on in church and to go home and live in hell. Come on, amen. We come into church and get our happy on, then we numb ourselves to the reality of life and go back out and face life faithless. And let the world beat the mess out of us. And then we curse ourselves with our own words. We ain't never going to get a breakthrough. I really want to believe Pastor Jason when he says it, but you know, I Feels good when I'm there, but when I get home, reality sets in. No! You believe, Pastor Jason? It's here and now. Get some faith. I'm just going to try to cope for another week so I can get back on Sunday, Lord willing, if my head don't hurt too bad. He called you to be more than a conqueror. Not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror. Not just the life of an abundance, but an overflowing abundance. Somebody shout more. He didn't just call you to get along, to go along through life. He didn't just say make it if you can and hang on and get all you can and sit on you can. He said, no, more than a conqueror. Amen. He said, in all things I have made you more than a conqueror. So what happens is you can numb yourself to your experiences, but listen to me, you can never numb yourself to your frustrations. You can numb yourself to all the experiences in life, but you can't numb yourself to frustration. Numb yourself to your frustration will become your partner in life if you don't learn how to live faith. And you will spend your Christian while going to church every week, praising God every week, praying every week, but be frustrated Monday through Friday. Is that too much truth? Is everybody all right? Listen, God's got something more for your life, and it's available to you through the limitless power of God. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but you thought that surely there's got to be something better than where I'm at, and surely there's got to be something more than where I've been. If that's you today, I want you to know that you're on to something by being here. God's got more for you. He's got destiny for you that goes beyond anything you've ever been able to comprehend or understand, and it's only going to take faith. Faith. Somebody shout faith. See, we become good at putting a smile on our face. Faith. Okay. Then we get home at night and our head hits the pillow at night and we ain't able to silence the voice of frustration. And all the questions that play through our mind, they continue to say, they say things like, you're not living up to your potential. Will you ever get to where you really think you ought to be? You haven't arrived to the place of destiny. What promise? I don't see no promise. Listen, if that's playing through your head at night, then I got good news for you. You're about to have a breakthrough. Somebody shout breakthrough. I come to tell you today, I don't know where you've been living, but God's about to break your cycles of frustration and break your cycles of discouragement. He's about to break disappointments off of your life. Somebody shout now faith. Now faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says this, and since we have the same now faith. Woo! Since we have the same spirit of faith. Somebody say the same spirit. What's he talking about? He's talking about all the heroes of faith in the Bible, the same faith that David had, the same faith that Moses had, the same faith that Noah had, the same faith that Samson had and Gideon had, and the same faith that Rahab had. Since you now have the same spirit of faith, somebody shout, the same spirit. How do you get to Hebrews chapter 11? He begins to talk about all kinds of people. You know what was interesting about these people? They didn't share ethnicity. They didn't share color. They didn't share age. They didn't share social status. They were the most mixed up bunch of multiracial, multi-ethnic, rich to poor, poor to rich you had ever seen in your life. But you know what they all had in common? They had the same spirit of faith. Oh, come on, amen. Hebrews 11 just starts out saying, by faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice. By faith, Noah built an ark. By faith, he preserved his family. By faith, Abraham left the land and trusted God, not knowing where he was going. By faith, Moses confronted Pharaoh and set the captives free. By faith, David took a slingshot and took out a giant. By faith, Rahab hid the spies in the wall and caused a nation to inherit a promise. By faith, Gideon wiped out the armies and the enemies of God. Somebody shout by faith. That's all they had in common. They look like us. Faith. Look around the room. I love this church. This ain't no white church. It ain't no black church. It ain't no poor church. It ain't no rich church. It is a God of people church. Come on, it's a people of faith church. Hallelujah. Well, I love the Holy Ghost. He goes through this list of about 20 or so people. He don't tell us nothing about their resume. He don't tell us what they had in their bank account. He don't tell us what kind of training they had. He don't tell us what kind of family they come from. He don't tell us nothing. He just says if you look at their resume, it's got one word on it. Faith. Faith. So how did you do it, Daniel? I did it by faith. How did you do it, David? I did it by faith. How did you do it, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? We did it by faith. How did you get out of here? How did you do it, Daniel? I did it by faith. How did you do it, Joseph? How did you live in the pit? I did it by faith. How did you overcome? I did it by faith. How did you get through the nations? I did it by faith. See, sometimes you can't find nobody to agree with you. Sometimes you just got to agree with the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Noah couldn't get nobody to come in agreement with him. He preached all those years. 400 years he preached. It's going to rain. 2 years later, the rain's coming. 100 years later, rain is coming. Get ready. Nobody received his message. Nobody believed his gospel. But by faith, he kept right on preaching and right on working. He kept right. Some of us get tired of an 8-part series. Show up at Truth Church 5 years later and we're still talking about the rain.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our 55, that times and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. Moving to Jesus Christ, Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support. 21 All Professional.
Owner with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.destinynetworkinternet.
And we hope you enjoyed today's broadcast of The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner from Fort Pierce, Florida here, local pastor. Glad to have him as a part of our broadcast day. Well, friends, it's time to get busy. It really is. It's time to get some things going here at WCNO. And we hope those of you that are listening out there will join us with a gift of support here today. We've had some prayer requests come in. We've had a number of people we've been praying for, and we know that there are a lot of folks out there praying for us. Speaking of prayer requests, Vicki from West Palm Beach said, please pray for my 89-year-old mother, Viola, for health and her memory. She has two boys. Please pray for my 80 that need prayer because of autism and ADHD. And praying for herself, for wisdom, having some health issues and financial issues. And she has a sister, Violet, that's dealing with breast cancer. So we're going to pray about this. We're going to ask you to join us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we lift up Vicky's mother to you in prayer today. You know that she's 89 and she has some health issues and memory issues. We pray for her today, Lord, that you touch her and body. We pray for her two sons, Bobby and Michael. You know that they are dealing with some disabilities of autism and ADHD.